All right, everybody, we have some major breaking news. Donald Trump just massively escalated global tensions by mobilizing two nuclear submarines to regions near Russia in direct response to what he said was a highly provocative statement from former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. Now, I just want to highlight this before we jump in. We've spent the past 6 months watching Donald Trump get rolled by Vladimir Putin, only send out Truth Social posts while Putin kills Ukrainians, takes land, and wages this unilateral war against its neighboring country. Donald Trump has displayed weakness over and over, but now he's mobilizing two nuclear submarines, almost starting World War III, not because of the Russian invasion into Ukraine, but because the former Russian president said some mean words to him. Trump is currently making a highly escalatory move because of his emotions. This is an emotional move, and don't let anybody misconstrue it as anything else. Make sure you drop a like on this video and share it around. It would mean the world. This is an important topic to cover. And let's start off with what Medvedev said. Then we'll go into Trump's response, and then we'll talk about the mobilization of the two nuclear submarines to regions directly near Russia that happened today on August 1st. Subscribe to the Mockler channel below, and let's start here. Medvedev reminds Trump of Russia's doomsday nuclear strike capabilities as war of words escalates. This happened 24 hours ago when the former Russian president told Donald Trump to remember that Moscow possessed Soviet-era nuclear capabilities of last resort after Trump told Medvedev to, quote, watch his words. Now, the former Russian president is known to say a lot of crazy, wacky things. Anyone who's been following this for a while knows that Medvedev kind of just yaps a lot. He talks a lot. Putin is a bit more reserved or calculated, to say the least, but it seems like Medvedev successfully triggered Trump into almost starting World War III. Again, not over the invasion, but over the words. So this decision to mobilize the Marines came after multiple tense months of Trump and the former Russian leadership going back and forth. Let's read these Trump posts. Somebody points out, Trump just posted that Russia suffered 112,500 killed in action since the beginning of the war, including 20,000 in the last month alone. This is an incredible 14-to-1 ratio of Russian to Ukrainian deaths. Putin just said not long ago there have been, quote, no unnecessary Russian losses. Yeah, because none of the losses are unnecessary to Putin. Everything is necessary to him. And a long-standing Russian strategy has been to throw soldiers, mainly young men, but now I guess old men as well, into the meat grinder however long it takes. Continue to throw people into the meat grinder. They used this strategy during World War II for the better, I guess. And now they are using the same strategy to trigger us closer to World War III. That's why it's so important that any negotiation, any peace deal that's negotiated here has security guarantees for Ukraine, because Russia will inevitably reinvade within the next decade. But I digress. Donald Trump's first post read at the bottom here, I have just been informed that 20,000 Russian soldiers died this month in the ridiculous war on Ukraine. Russia has lost 112,000 soldiers since the beginning of the year. That is a lot of unnecessary death. Ukraine, however, has also suffered greatly. They have lost approximately 8,000 soldiers since January 1st. Wow. That's a huge ratio from Russia to Ukraine. I mean, all of it is tragic. All of it is tragic. I don't want to be undermining that, but this is a stunning ratio for Ukraine. It's a good win. He then says, Ukraine has also lost civilians, but in smaller numbers. Russian rockets crash into Kyiv and other Ukrainian locales. This is a war that should have never happened. He then says, this is Biden's war, not Trump's. I'm just here to see if I can stop it. Well, number one, you can't, but number two, it's not Biden's war. Putin first invaded Georgia back in 2008 under Bush. Putin has been doing this territorial expansion game for decades now. It's not Biden's war. It's not Obama's war. Honestly, it's not even Trump or Bush's war. It is Vladimir Putin's war. If you want to have as little charitability as possible, you can say, sure, it was Bush's war because it happened in 2008 during his last year. But I wouldn't even say that. I would say that Putin is responsible for this. And then as an extension, Donald Trump needs to be stronger. So he is responsible in his own way for not being strong over the past 6 months. at least Biden was able to minimize Ukrainian deaths by freezing Putin out and supplying Ukraine. Donald Trump is currently maximizing Ukrainian deaths by pulling any sort of resources away from them, whether it's intelligence or weaponry. And I want to point this out as well. Every single time Trump has gotten off the phone with Putin since he's taken office, Putin Fs with him that night by launching the largest drone strike yet. It happens time and time again. Donald Trump then said, based on the highly provocative statements of the former president of Russia, Dmitry Medvedev, who is now the deputy chairman of the Security Council of the Russian Federation, I have ordered two nuclear submarines to be positioned in the appropriate regions, just in case these foolish and inflammatory statements are more than just that. Words are very important and can often lead to unintended consequences. I hope this will not be one of those instances. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Dude, we have watched countless people die in Ukraine while Donald Trump twiddles his thumbs and does nothing, actually actively helps Putin. And now he's launching submarines literally because he's mad, because they hurt his feelings. Ron Filipkowski correctly points out, Trump spent every day for 4 years saying that Biden was about to start World War III, and if he got elected, he would end the war in Ukraine, and we would have peace with Russia because he has a great relationship with Putin. Here's today's update on all of that. We are now closer to World War III because Trump got his feelings hurt. And listen, I can concede for Biden's last year in office, he was getting older and wasn't the best interlocutor. I mean, he wasn't the best communicator when he would go out there. At the very minimum, we can admit Biden wasn't the best communicator, and he admitted that himself. He said as he was leaving office that he focused too much on policy and not enough on politics, meaning he passed amazing legislation, but he had to focus more on selling that legislation to the general public. That's politics. So we can admit that Biden wasn't the best communicator. All of that being said, he very successfully managed the war in Ukraine. Very successfully. He showed a lot of strength through a steady-handed level of diplomacy that he picked up from his 50 years of experience in Washington. It turns out having 50 years of experience in Washington, within administrations, working in politics, isn't a bad thing. Trump would always use this line, 47 years, and what did he get done? He got a lot done, number one. But number two, it's experience. He knew how to deal with Putin, and he froze him out of the global order, armed Ukraine to the teeth, and it was beneficial. So it's disgusting to see Trump try to spin this as weakness when he's the weak one. Jim Stewartson on Twitter says, this is a mass slaughtering of civilians. No strategic value, just raw terror coming from Vladimir Putin as multiple blasts hit Kyiv in quick succession. In the meantime, Trump is desperately trying to pretend Putin didn't help him win. And that is another key point that I want to make. David Korn points out that Kash Patel has been floating a lot of these conspiracy theories lately about Russia. He says, it's troubling to see the FBI director brazenly lie about an important national security matter. It was no hoax. Russia attacked the 2016 election, and Trump had an odd history of praising Putin and denying the Moscow involvement. It made sense for Hillary to raise this issue. It made total sense for them to investigate this, and it wasn't a hoax. Here's the nuanced view. Here's what happened. If you read the intelligence report from 2016 and the intelligence community report from 2017 and 2020, Russia tried to attack our election infrastructure in 2016. They successfully manipulated social media algorithms to favor Donald Trump and successfully manipulated public opinion, but they didn't get to the level of changing votes in machines. So the report says, basically, to summarize, while Russia wasn't able to change the vote tally, they were able to influence our public opinion. Now, Republicans are coming out and saying, look, they didn't influence the vote machines. We were right. Democrats lied. But nobody ever claimed they did. It's more nuanced than that. And I feel like in this day and age, people have lost the ability to see any sort of nuance. That's one of the big problems here. And this is mainly due to Donald Trump throwing around these bombastic words. That's also why it's hilarious that he tweeted out, quote, words are very important and can often lead to unintended consequences. You're the one saying that. You're the one who has been posturing towards Canada, talking about invading Greenland, threatening tariffs en masse, and doing tariffs en masse. Now you're going to gaslight us by saying words are very important. Trump is playing games here. Do not bite for any other distractions. There are a few core issues that we should care about. Obviously, the release of the Epstein client list, but also prices. His tariff game right now is going to raise prices at a time when social safety nets are being slashed for the bottom. We need to be talking about that. We need to be talking about Gaza and Ukraine, two countries that deserve sovereign borders that are being attacked. And we need to talk about ICE deportations, ICE raids, the insane dystopian ICE raids that have been happening lately, the attacks on the media, universities, the attacks on law firms. All of these things need to be wrapped up. Do not get distracted by the Washington Redskins or whatever Trump is doing on any given day. I'll leave it there. If you appreciate the work that we do, join the community. Subscribe below if you want to become a part of the community. We're also on Spotify and Apple Music if you listen there. Wherever you are, we are. See you all in the next one. Peace out.